You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Maybe you're in the car heading for the first school pickup of the new school term. Maybe you're thinking about what children are learning at school these days, including what they're learning about money. Because they say you're never too young to start saving. But of course, your child lives in a digital world these days. It's not the same as the world that you grew up in, with school bank books, shiny dollar deposits. In fact, that kind of stuff doesn't happen in classrooms anymore. We all know why. In the 21st century, cash is no longer king. Cryptocurrency has come along, and one recent survey found that 2% of Aussie children have a cryptocurrency account in their name. So if you have no idea what cryptocurrency is, what does your child know? And what are they allowed to do with crypto? Well, Phil McCann is the Director of Claritude Financial Planning in Brisbane, and he's here today to talk you through the ins and outs of kids and cryptocurrency. And Phil, we think this survey kind of confuses the issue a little bit with cryptocurrency, because you're not actually allowed to have a cryptocurrency account under the age of 18. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. From legitimate exchanges, how you buy crypto, Kat, is you actually need to do it through an exchange online. And a lot of the legitimate exchanges out there, the big ones, you actually need to be 18 to actually open an account. Mm-hmm. So I wonder whether that survey, some of the parents out there were thinking, well, this is the child's money and it just happens to be in my name. That
right.
sort of idea. But
right.
yeah, that's by the by.
So I might have a long-term savings account for them, or I might be looking at a crypto account for them.
It's for them.
For the kids in their name, in air quotes. Okay. Mm. So let's just talk then about the crypto process. We're aware that it involves big blockchain technology, lots of big computers. But just remind us, from a financial and investment perspective, what is involved with purchasing crypto? And
Basically, the basics of it is this, that if you wanted to actually go online and buy crypto, and you see a lot about it, Bitcoin or Ether or whatever it may be, you actually need to do it through an exchange. There's lots of big exchanges overseas and locally that you can actually open an account with Australian currency, transfer it into a wallet, a hot wallet it's called, to actually open an account, and then you can buy cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin or whatever you want to do. The difference between a hot wallet is online in the cloud, or a cold wallet is something like a USB stick that you actually download your coins onto and keep in your safe, potentially.
Okay, so what do you think children, teenagers, young people would know about cryptocurrency, and would they know more or less than mum, dad, nan and granddad?
Oh, they would know a lot more. They would basically, they live in that digital world and they would know a lot more than we do. But by the same token, they see it as a very shiny sort of experience. It's just out there and it's not really real, and it's almost like a game to them in some regards, which isn't a good life lesson for them to buy Bitcoin, say, and actually do very well on it in a very short period of time. Gives them a false sense of this is what happens all the time. And that's not a really good thing that you're probably trying to instill in your child. You're trying to give them lessons of investing and longer-term planning rather than just a quick hit and a quick fix here and now.
Indeed, we know that there are influencers on social media channels that children might subscribe to who might be spruiking a particular cryptocurrency. And that messaging can be pretty convincing for a young person. So with that in mind, Phil, what are some of the concepts that you might want to keep in mind should you have a conversation with your child or grandchild about cryptocurrency?
I suppose what you really want to sort of instill in them is that long-term nature. You're really trying to get into their mind a lifelong habit of investing and trying to sort of work for the future rather than trying to get the quick fix today.
And can you do that with crypto?
I don't feel you can. I mean, it's a legitimate item. It's basically a legitimate function. Blockchain is a very good technology, and it's a future of fintech and the like as we go on. But things like Bitcoin and Ether, the potential is there that it's very volatile.
Mm-hmm.
In some respects, people call it cryptocurrency, but it's not exactly a currency in that you can transact on it easily. Yes, there are a lot of people out there who will accept currencies like Bitcoin in exchange for goods, but you can't go to Woolworths and pay your weekly groceries on Bitcoin because it's too volatile a currency to actually use for legitimate purposes like that. So what a lot of happens online these days is people are buying Bitcoin for the longer term potential growth in the price of that asset.
If you have a Year 12 student who may be 18 or about to turn 18 and therefore entitled to open a cryptocurrency account, what are some other things that you should keep in mind? I mean, Phil, would you be keen to give some money to your kid to play around with in the crypto game?
Not potentially. I mean, he's got his own job and his own money, so that's all good.
So can he do what he wants with that money?
Well, he's almost 18, so yes, he can. He's probably listening in. But you need to, again, it's all about investing versus speculating.
Sure.
If anything like this, I mean, you talk about Bitcoin, and over the weekend it jumped 10%. A couple of days. Not that long ago, it fell by 10%. That's not, in some respects, it's a very volatile asset class. So that's what you've got to keep in mind for the longer term. If you're in there for the longer term, good. If you're in there for the trading aspects of it, well, you need to be pretty careful about that because it is very volatile.
You're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, and Phil McGann is with you. He's the Director of Claritude Financial Planning. We're talking about cryptocurrency. You've been hearing a lot about it. Maybe you have your own investments in the crypto market, but what about the younger people in your life? There's a chance that the children at primary school, high schoolers probably certainly have heard about cryptocurrency or might be actively interested in it, looking at setting up a fund of their own. So what sort of conversation should you have as a parent or caregiver? I mean, when we talk about financial literacy in children, Phil, which has been a hot topic for a while, yep. You know, we had the Banking Royal Commission. One of the consequences of that has been the removal of the kinds of banking schemes that maybe you or I grew up with in schools, in classrooms. That just doesn't really happen anymore.
No, not at all.
Do you expect that school curriculums will start to deal with issues like cryptocurrency if they're not already?
Look, they could do as a legitimate thing on online and things that are going on in the world today, because the children are asking about it a lot and it's pretty topical. But is that really the sort of thing that we've got enough things going on in schools at the present time?
Sure.
I think a lot of teachers out there who say, don't give me one other thing to talk about. But for mine, it's very much a speculative asset class, and you should be looking at other things. If you're looking to invest for your children and you're looking to actually give them a life lesson as well, the quick fix of the cryptocurrency world, big losses, big wins, is not probably the thing you're really trying to achieve. It's one thing having the financial gain, but is it really what you're really getting into it for? I would think that over the longer term, you're trying to get that saving mentality, that investing mentality, so it becomes second nature. So when they get to our age, Kat, they basically just see it as normal that you invest, not just leave your money in the bank account, go and do some real investing in real things. And is cryptocurrency that thing? Well, it might be for some people, but whether you'd have everything you own in it, I don't think so.
Phil McGann, thank you very much. You are on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. Phil is the Director of Claritude Financial Planning.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.